Was gut. We are back to a lifestyle and success with Rosie Rothschild. My name mindset. It's Monday morning, up early, and we're out here on a run. Now that we know who we are, next stage is you've got to add exercise. No, I know you might be thinking, but I'm not a sporty person. I don't like exercise. Don't like football. Don't like hockey. Don't like basketball. Don't like this. Don't like that. So I don't like exercise. Know what I mean? You might be that type of person, or you might be the type of person that's like, yeah, I love exercise. Let's get out there. Let's get the gym. Let's do this and that. But in order to have this successful lifestyle, you need exercise. That is one of the main ingredients. Now, I'm not saying you need to be super fit. I'm not saying you need to be the next Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mr. Universe. I'm not saying you have to work out every day. But you need to be working out at least 3 times a week. Now, it's up to you what the workout is. You know, the workout could be a game of footy. If you're a female, it could be a game of netball. It could be hitting the tracks, doing some sprints, doing some relays. If you like running, it could be doing running. Now, I do a lot of running. Ran 70k in a week. Seems like a lot. It's not. It's 10k a day. Every day for 7 days. 70k. Easy. And anyone can do it with the right build up and training. You know what I mean? But let's bring it back. You don't have to be some superstar athlete to be able to get your exercise in. Exercise is exercise. So at the start, even if you can't run, or you can't bench, or you can't do anything, you just need to start. You know, my routine is Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then rest over the weekend. Your routine could be different. You could be doing something on them days, but you've got to exercise. It's very important. Know what I mean? Like, do you think I want to be out here exercising and working out? Nah, I'd rather, you know, spend time with my kids or play on the Sony PlayStation or the Xbox or do something fun, watch a movie. But no, it's very important to exercise. And that's why I put this here, right after find out who you are. Because now that you know who you are, now you need to exercise. And you're like, yo, man, crazy. Just find out who I am, not exercising. And it doesn't matter what you're involved in, whether you want to be, you know, an office analyst or a movie director, or you want to run your own computer firm. Doesn't matter, you need exercise. While you're exercising, getting all this endorphins, the blood's pumping, keeping your heart healthy, the rest of your body's going, muscles are tuning into your body. Know what I mean? So it's very important. It will set you up for the week. You know, you go out for the run on Monday morning, first thing, 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock or as early as you can, and you're ready for the day. Come home, have a shower, have a coffee, Chinese tea, whatever it is you drink. Look at your diary, fix your week up. Know what I mean? Set yourself up. So yeah, as I said, very important to exercise. And, you know, I never used to exercise. I've not been doing all this all my life. You know what I mean? I only learnt all this like 7 years ago. It's when I started, you know, building companies, managing artists, releasing records, managing football teams, doing all that type of thing. So I say very important to exercise. Now, while you're exercising, there's something that you're going to be drinking, and you need to be drinking this all the time. It's water. And you're thinking, this guy's crazy. You know what I mean? What's he talking about? Well, water is the main thing that your body needs. Like, you can not have nothing to eat for days. Obviously, you'll lose a little bit of weight, but, you know, you'll stay alive. But if you don't drink water, then it's a big problem. You know what I mean? So make sure that you drink plenty of water every day. This will not only hydrate you, but it'll make you better. Because what happens when you drink a lot of water? It flushes out all the baddies out of your body. I can have dogs just nearly chewing on me. Right, so yeah, gets rid of all the baddies. So if you've got like a cough or a cold or anything like that, then what you call it, this water will start to flush out everything that's in your body. So make sure you drink lots of water every single day, okay? So now that we've covered the exercise, you need to exercise. You don't need to be some marathon, long jump, boxer, footballer. You don't need all that. You just need to be healthy and fit. Remember, you know, your soul uses this body as a vessel. You know, this your body is like the car on your journey, and you need to look after it. Otherwise, this journey's not going to go the distance, okay? So think about that. Now, along with water and exercise, right, you need to also, you listen, yeah, you need to also eat healthy, okay? Now, when I say eat healthy, I'm not talking about going vegan, okay? I'm not talking about watching calories, counting calories, going on a diet. I'm not talking about starving yourself. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just eating healthy. Like, everything is good in moderation. So, you know, eating a cheeseburger from Mackey's, or having a chippy from the local chip shop, or, you know, going out for a big massive fatty greasy meal at a restaurant, that's all fine. As long as, in between, you're eating all your greens, you're eating all your veg. I don't care whether you like carrots or not, or whether you like sprouts or not, or whether you like cabbage or not, or whether you like celery or not. You just eat it. You know what I mean? All this natural fruit and veg has all the vitamins that you need. You do not need to go out and buy all these bumper vitamin supplements, cod liver oil, vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin A, iron, zinc, all that nonsense. You don't need to go out and buy it all. But what you do need to do, you need to put it into your eating habits. Okay? So the whole thing about breakfast is the main meal of the day. It's called breakfast because it's break fast, meaning the whole time that you're not eating, you're in fast, meaning that your body's healing itself. Yeah, every time you eat something, your body starts having to work. You know what I mean? So breakfast means break fast, okay? So you do not need 3-4 meals a day. You don't need a breakfast, you don't need supper, dinner, or tea, or none of that bullshit. Four, some 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000 calories down in your body every day. Don't need it. You need one meal a day. That is it. One meal. It's up to you to choose when you eat this meal. You can have it in the morning, in the afternoon, or for tea or supper. You can have it anything, but just one meal. Eating all this food slows you down. It makes your brain foggy, yeah, makes you sweat, and it also can hurt you as well, depending on what food you're eating. So, one meal a day, drink plenty of water. I'm not saying that you can't have a cheeseburger, or a chippy, or a fry up. You can have all that. I love a big, massive, full English breakfast. You know what I mean? Sausage, eggs, bacon, beans, all that, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you can eat what you want, but within moderation. So if I'm going to eat a big full English breakfast, I will eat that. That'll be me one for the week, you know what I mean? And then later on in the week, I might have a pizza, or I might have a bar of chocolate, but in between that, I'm not like, you know, eating chocolate, pizza, lemonade, fizzies, Pepsi, cola, McDonald's all in one day. So that's about 10,000 calories in a day. You know what I mean? So it's like I said, everything in moderation is good. You know what I mean? So these are the next things you need to look at. So now you know who you are. What it is you want to do, you know, what type of journey you're looking at going on. And now we've got to protect this vessel for this journey. You know what I mean? And as I said, you don't need to be, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mr. Universe, but you need to be exercising at least 3 times a week. And you need to make sure that your eating habits, I'm not going to call it a diet, you know what I mean? Let's call it eating habits, because your eating habits have got to be correct. Otherwise, it's not going to work. You know what I mean? You could exercise every single day of the week, but if you're eating shit every single day of the week, then it's not going to work out. You know what I mean? So just think about that. So what have we talked about? We've talked about exercise. Got to make sure you're doing that. At least 3 times a week. We've talked about water. You know, you should be drinking water all the time. At least a minimum of 2-3 litres a day. And we're talking about eating healthy, whether you like it or not. So make sure you're getting all that into your body and keeping yourself fresh and alert. Now that we've done all that, I want to speak to you a little bit about coffee. Right, now I want to speak to you about this because I make sure that coffee is in my diet every single day. You know, it's got negative effects, but it's also got lots of positive effects as well. So, you know what I mean, it cleans your liver, it keeps you alert, you know what I mean, stops you from feeling tired, keeps you going. Now, if after you do some exercise, you have a coffee, all your glycogen levels start filling back up, so you're going to start feeling a bit more fresh as well. With the coffee, don't go overboard with it. Don't be having like 3-4 cups a day. You know what I mean? Some days one cup, other days two, if you're really tired, but, you know, that's up to you to sort out. Obviously, it depends on weight and body size and all that type of thing, you know what I mean? But, you know, that's the next step. Next step for you in lifestyle and success. You know, start exercising, doesn't matter how much, just start doing it. Start eating healthy and drink loads of water. and drink some coffee, and you've been tuned into Rudy's Rothschild Lifestyle and Success. We're actually out on a run right now, but we're about to zone out to listen to one of my mentors, Tony Robbins. So, smell you later.